This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Some of it's good, some of it's not. We'll sift through the good stuff, finding the good people and what's going on, the good businesses. We're here to help you help yourselves, if that's, that doesn't sound too arrogant, does it? We have knowledge, we have skill. When I say we, I mean the camaraderie that goes on between our comrades, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keith, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, here at your service and on your side. The things that we talk about that are good are really good, and sometimes the things we talk about that are bad are really bad. I have one thing, Jennifer, before you get started with the impeachment. By the way, I think calling it impeachment gives peaches a bad name. Why can't we call it something else? Like, what's a good,
Implumment?
Implumment, yeah.
But I like a plum.
Okay, so that plum's a bad name. So how about broccoli, or
like
no, better
too.
Yet, in Brussels sprouts. Nobody likes Brussels.
Ooh, I like
sprouts.
Those.
Oh, you
I
do?
Oh.
Yeah. Gross, stinky little cabbages.
Come up with
love
green cabbages at that. Yes. All right. So one bit of advice, or one bit of news, for those of you who don't know my connection to the farm. It is deep. My roots are on the farm. American Family Farmer show that I do, the podcast, focusing on things like this. The business is not, this is not all about milk and cookies, but it is about Chobani yogurt. I'm not selling it. I'm not even really a fan of Chobani. But they've started something good with the American Farmland Trust. They are, there's a certain type of Greek yogurt that they make, and they're donating 10 cents from every four pack to the American Farmland Trust to save farmland and save farms. Chobani's website is where you can find out a little bit more about it. But this is the first time they've ever, or anybody that I know of, has helped to raise money and support for American family farmers. Not the guys that run the big dairies down in West Texas, Victoria, but the people who have small little dairies.
Small I love how bold you are.
Hey, listen, what the heck. All right. I'll tell that story sometime, but not now, because Jennifer has to bring us an update on why it's not a healthy thing to be a friend of Rudy Giuliani. I guess that's probably...
Well, we have to do a little debunking because there are a lot of people who are trying to put together these two men who were indicted, who are clients of Rudy Giuliani's, together with President Trump, and they're two very different items that are going on. Although what they do share in common is that both were being looked at by the Southern District of New York, which President Trump is also being looked at by that court in Manhattan. So it was announced that there were indictments of two Rudy Giuliani clients. Now, a lot of people would like to say that that came from the Ukraine call, but what really happened is that these were campaign finance violations that were reported back in July of 2018. That's a year before a year and a couple of months before the whistleblower actually even reported the call between Donald Trump and Ukraine, and they don't have anything to do with the impeachment inquiry. But that didn't stop federal prosecutors from Southern District in New York to unseal an indictment against four U.S. citizens, three of whom were born abroad. Two of them are Ukrainian American, Lev Parnas and Belarusian American Igor Fruman.
Him too, right? Yes.
Right.
Right. Right.
They're accused of passing campaign contributions from a foreign donor to pro-Trump organizations through a fictitious company. They also made their fraudulent individual contributions to politicians they hoped to influence, a whole list of them, as to advance their own personal financial interests and political interests of the Ukrainian government officials, including at least one Ukrainian government official who is specifically mentioned in the indictment. It's believed that the two businessmen were involved in Giuliani's efforts to investigate the conflict of interest by former Vice President Joe Biden. Now, we don't know if that's true or not. That's what's believed. That's what's being reported. The indictment does not mention Giuliani, the investigation, or the president at all. It doesn't mention the Ukraine call itself. The only thing the indictment and the phone call share in common is a mention of an effort to replace the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who didn't seem to be very popular with the Ukrainian government. So that indictment is in effect. These two men were picked up at Dulles Airport, actually, on their way out of the country. Obviously, they knew the heat was on. And
one-way tickets to Frankfurt.
Please, exactly. Sign me up. They were pulled out of Dulles, and they were put up, I think, on $1 million bail, something pretty high up. So they're not going anywhere, and they are clients of Rudy Giuliani, which is why all of the interest in this. Now, a couple of other updates.
Scenario.
Oh, yes. Are you kidding? It's a swamp, please. The lawyer who represents the whistleblower, the one that's on record, conceded that the whistleblower was in contact with presidential candidates, and it was revealed by at least one outlet that that candidate was indeed Joe Biden. They've been asking a lot of these candidates on the campaign trail. Beto O'Rourke was one. Hey, are you the guy that knows the whistleblower? And it turns out, if you believe the reporting, that this is someone who worked with the vice president or former vice president when he was vice president at the White House, and even traveled on Air Force Two quite a bit with Joe Biden when he was the vice president. So that's the person that he came in contact with. And President Trump is still doubling down. He's saying he wants the Democrats to get on record to actually file an official impeachment inquiry against him so that Republicans can be given rights to defend themselves, and this can be done in the way that it was meant to be done. If he doesn't, they're not going to cooperate, although we did hear about Gordon Sondland, who is now going to he is going to show up for testimony, at least that's what he says, next week after Adam Schiff subpoenaed him.
Rick Perry, isn't he subpoenaed?
Rick Perry's getting pulled
into this. Got a subpoena yesterday, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he was part of the people that were there with that were helping the president do the phone call, I guess. And so the president said Rick Perry was the one who told me to even make this phone call. And Rick Perry, I don't think, is denying that. But I haven't heard him respond to whether or not he'll show up with the subpoena
anymore. This is getting old and boring.
Sorry.
Well, it's not your fault. You didn't.
But guess what?
It's just the same
old
crap.
It's not going to go away. It's going to be like this for the next year.
It is for me. We're going to pay little attention to it because I think it's not. We'll let everybody else talk about it. I don't think we need to be talking about it, frankly, one way or the other. It just isn't, it doesn't add anything. It's kind of like talking about the trade war and what's going on with China. I mean, at some point, there are so many other things going on in the world. And that's really how we cut our teeth here in this program. I think we just, you give people a couple of lines or a couple of minutes of it because it's sort of there, and then get on to other things. I'm looking at this, the latest on the China trade deal. There are still a lot of things to overcome, apparently, but the talks have restarted. Some of the details are starting to leak out, as you might expect. The U.S. says it wants to reintroduce a previously agreed-upon currency pact, promises that both countries, China and the United States, would stop devaluing their currency. This has been a big, I don't think it affected us and our currency, but the Chinese were doing this, playing this game pretty much all of last year. And what it does is support their stock market, and it affects. It strengthens the dollar, as far as I can see. I mean, if the Chinese manipulate their currency, I don't understand. This becomes so complicated again. The average person doesn't understand. But it's just it's a way for China to try to get an upper hand. That's what they do all the time.
They've been doing this for years, though.
Yeah.
Obama called them out on it. I mean, this has been going. George Bush probably called them out on it.
Yeah.
This is something that they've done forever.
Yeah. Right. All right. So anyway, the president says that some American companies are going to be able to sell select goods to Huawei, which is the tech company that has been blacklisted. So we're going to be able to sell them components so they can make phones so they can listen in on what our conversations are. That's really good. Yeah. Going to buy more soybeans from America. That's big ag, not small ag. Officials promising to buy 30 million tons of soybeans, matter of fact. But, you know, I said this, I think, earlier in the week, that pork and meat stuff was a real sham. And the average American farmer knows it. The pork is controlled. The pork industry in America is now controlled by the Chinese because they own the biggest packing house. And as far as meat is concerned, we went through that this week, too. Nobody else is talking about this, Victoria, but we talked and we explained how the sacredness, if that's it, or the authenticity, excuse me, of American beef has been compromised because we got beef coming in from everywhere and it's not labeled, so you don't know what you're buying in the store.
Right.
Is it from Argentina? Is it from China? Is it from America? You don't know.
Right.
Nobody knows anymore. It's an outrage. So I didn't give them 2 cents for the damn meat. Anyway, that's so it's not.
I don't.
Sure, I guess
eat
the negotiators
meat, as we know that you and I don't eat meat. But yeah. If I were a meat eater, I would be very nervous buying pork because look at what China does to everything else. It turns toxic. It's poison. They poisoned our dog food. They poison everything that
How
they
did the
make.
Justice Department allow that?
I don't know.
I wonder about that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Smithfield. They bought this. If you're wondering what brand it is, it's Smithfield. It's the largest producer of pork products in the country. They bought it. They own it. And they're bringing in pigs and pork from China to grind up to use in the pork. And they're also controlling what farmers add on. I
wouldn't trust anything that's grown or raised
No way.
More reason. I think it's actually good news because most people will pay more attention to this.
All right, let's hope. 18 after the hour on the DJV show.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
She became a member of the Grand Ole Opry on January 4th, 1969. You saw that if you watched the Ken Burns special on country music. She was prominent in it, and that story of her being a member of the Grand Ole Opry was part of what was aired. 50 years later now, she's celebrating the gold anniversary on the 12th with an all-star concert at the Opry in Nashville. That would be kind of a great take. The show has long been sold out. Fans of Dolly can catch the concert. It'll be on NBC during Thanksgiving week, titled Dolly Parton, 50 Years at the Grand Ole Opry. The TV special premieres on the 26th of November and features highlights from this week's Opry tribute. Emmylou Harris involved. I wish that every time this song comes out, I feel like crying. Toby Keith, Hank Williams.
I really
tried
to pick songs that would not... I'm very limited in my Dolly songs.
You are? You've got plenty of them.
Because they always make you cry, all of them.
Oh.
Try Romeo. Try Romeo. That's a great song.
Yeah. Anyway, also participating beside Hank Williams Jr., Toby Keith, and Emmylou Harris. Yeah, this is good. Crank this up. Dierks Bentley, Margot Price, Lady Andy Bellum, Chris Jansen on the show. She said, I'm so thrilled to be celebrating my 50-year anniversary with the Grand Ole Opry. I'm excited that NBC wanted to share in this milestone as well. Together, we hope to entertain a broader audience on what the Grand Ole Opry is all about, what it means to me. I'm going to speculate there'll be more attention paid to it, not only because it's her, but because of all the focus on this Ken Burns documentary. Many people are talking about that in country music. They didn't know a lot about these. Here's another one that's a tearjerker. She and Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. How is this a great song?
This is like a karaoke song.
I know,
how is this going to make you cry?
I don't know. I just think of the two of them looking at each other, thinking that they both really like each other.
Oh, God. Going, which one has had more surgery? Dolly or Kenny?
That's a good question, Jennifer. Anyway, Parton has been the focus of a number of projects of late, from the Opry recognition to the subject of a new podcast titled Dolly Parton's America, which is debuting this fall as well. She also cameos in the holiday film Christmas in Dollywood, which will be on the Hallmark Channel in December. All right, so there we go. And didn't speaking of Hallmark Channel, isn't there a story about the college scandal on this weekend?
Lifetime. That's right.
Okay, there we go. So there's the Dolly story up to the minute. Next up, in terms of country music and female artists, focus on Miranda Lambert, who's popular and doing well. She's got a new single out, and this is it, called Tequila Does. Let's hear what this sounds like. Sounds pretty country to me.
Yeah, I like it.
Very country, huh? I sure like to find a cowboy to get me back in. She's still married to that policeman?
Yes. But the
boys are out. What does he think of this
cowboy
song?
She got a guy from Staten Island, so I don't know.
New York cowboy. So, this is, as we were suggesting, it's real country, I think. Miranda says, country music makes me happy, no matter how rock or edgy or scorned you can get. When you come back to country songs with a steel guitar, it makes me feel like my soul is free or on fire, one or the other. The album Wildcard is going to be out the first of next month. So, how many... Is this the only song that's come from the album so far, though, right?
No, she's got about like four different songs.
Yeah, and I'm liking everything so far.
Yeah. Just like tequila does, Jen. Like tequila does. Is she drinking more because she's not with what's-his-face any longer?
Maybe less. No? Who knows?
Okay. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pro-Trump and anti-Trump demonstrators were in the streets of Minneapolis, Minnesota last night near the Target Center where President Trump was holding a campaign rally. Police say things went well until late in the evening when the otherwise largely peaceful protesters started burning Make America Great Again hats. And a few blocks away, police clashed with members of a pro-Trump militia-style group that confronted police. Inside the rally, the president discussed a variety of issues, including the corruption allegations he's made against former vice president, now White House hopeful Joe Biden and his son.
But always that same thing. President Trump made a totally unsubstantiated claim about Hunter Biden and his father. It's not unsubstantiated, you crooked son of a gun. It's 100% true.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Just listen live, take us home. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Four minutes past the hour on the DJV Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Doug Steffen will be along momentarily.
Kara Schillen, is at our uplink. She keeps everything going in Washington, D.C. And one thing, ladies, that I think we can agree on that Dougie will not is that we are happy hockey season is here, because
yes.
I think we're all fans of hockey. And Victoria, our trending story today centers around the Philadelphia Flyers.
Yes, for a really kind of interesting reason. So we all know, like you said, we're all hockey fans. We've all been to hockey games. Sometimes you get free hats that get handed out to the fans, magnetic shields, like all kinds of knickknacks, koozies, whatever. The Philadelphia Flyers, however, they are giving their fans something really unusual. They're giving them a rage room. It's the first ever rage room inside a major professional. Oh, I know. I can imagine. It's the first ever rage room inside a major professional sports arena. And this gives fans the ability, if they're upset with how the Flyers are playing, they can go into the rage room and smash things with a hockey stick. They have all kinds of things. It's this, they call it the hidden library wall entrance. It's in the team's new assembly lounge and bar area. The anger cave, some people are calling it, allows Flyers fans to take out their aggression on household items. Flat screen TVs, dishware, bottles, even guitars. And you can use a baseball bat, you can use an orange and black sledgehammer, the colors of the Flyers, and of course you can take a hockey stick to that flat screen TV if that's your thing, and you'll have to wear some protective gear during the session, but there's also an observation room that lets other fans who might not be as aggro, if they want to just watch other people losing it. So this is the new attraction, and it's
Yay.
Definitely an interesting concept, but rage rooms have become, the concept actually started in Japan about 10 years ago, and that has spread around mostly in California. There is one place in San Jose, California, that uses recycled electronics, and it charges $25 an hour for a BYOB, and that's bring your own bat. And so you can smash stuff for $25 an hour.
Do you know anybody who's that angry?
It's kind of fun. Yes, it's supposed to get like your frustrations out. Because, okay, so I watch all the celebrity therapy shows. And
yes, that's what I was
thinking. One of the weeks is they go and they crash stuff.
So have you ever done that?
No, uh-uh.
I've never done it, no.
No.
Not where Sarah? I paid to do it.
Maybe we should do like a ladies trip and we can all go and...
Kara throws axes, so this is not that far off of her wheelhouse. Yeah.
One wonders, though, if this, you talk about women, what about men doing this? Is this an equal opportunity deal here, or what's the story?
If you're at a Flyers game, you just make a reservation for the specific time, and it's $35 for individuals or $60 for groups of two. And so you get on a bus. You get 5 minutes to smash whatever you want.
Take a bus, get a busload of people, and go into a padded room, if you will. Sounds kind of...
Well, it's a 45-year drought of the Stanley Cup. So,
I was going to say, what does this say about the Flyers? If they're building in rage rooms, they must be excited for the season, right?
Yeah.
Just over half of
in Philadelphia.
Half of California's registered voters have considered leaving the state because of various things. Young voters especially likely to cite unaffordable housing as a reason for leaving. Also, the political, this is, I'm surprised you didn't mention this, Jennifer, studying the LA Times.
I actually had it in my prep, I talked about this.
Okay, well then go ahead and talk about it. It's interesting that Republicans are three times more likely to leave than maybe they should stay and fight.
The broad story is that everybody in California, for the most part, has thought about leaving the state at some point. It's in various degrees of seriousness, I guess. But they're saying the young people who think about it are leaving because they can't afford it. Republican people are actually saying the state has gone so far away from where they stand that they're thinking about leaving because of those differences, because of the political differences. So that's why you hear a lot of conservatives who say, I'm moving to Texas, I'm going to Arizona, I'm going to Washington to Nevada, because they don't like the high taxes, they don't like the direction that the state's going in. I think it's very real. And the people that I talk to, this is absolutely, everybody says, oh, we got to get out of here. And if they're young, it's because they can't afford to buy a house. And if they're a Republican, it's because they can't stand the direction of where we're going.
Yep. Not good. So here's this is something I suppose we could bracket this as children in the news, thinking about the current cultural movement, the climate, if you will, that insists that in our encounters, normal encounters, the number of people who are hurt, the intentions, the negative intentions of lots of people ensnaring those, especially with autism, and these people don't understand a social cue, what's going on around them. They just don't get it, and that's why should they? There's something about them that's different. The family of a 5-year old girl, I'm sorry, boy, named Nathan Putnam. You heard the story? Says their son was punished, labeled as a sexual predator, and accused of sexual harassment for hugging one of his female classmates and kissing another one goodbye on the cheek when he left. Nathan has autism, unaware that what he was doing was not acceptable because he does it at home. So his mother said, what do you do with a 5-year-old who's being labeled a sexual predator and accused of sexual harassment by the schools? It was disclosed that it will go on his record for the rest of his life that he's a sexual offender. Come on. Again, the impracticality of our system, school system especially. The child is autistic. He doesn't comprehend the same way everybody else does. Doesn't function the same way as your typical 5-year-old. So what do you do with it? What if you're a parent? Where do you go for help? The school basically wants to toss him. So the doctors are trying to explain to people, and there are more and more of these for whatever the reason, whether it's vaccines, who knows why, but there are a lot more kids now that have autism than was the case certainly when I was in school or when I was teaching school. It's an epidemic. And here's another, I don't know what this is an example of. Police this week arrested a middle school student in San Antonio after classmates discovered that he brought a loaded gun to school. This is a 7th grader at Bradley Middle School in San Antonio. Several students went to the front office, said that another student was carrying a weapon. The letter went to the parents from the principal. And so now this is all over the news media. The student was arrested by police, faces serious disciplinary consequences. How does a kid in middle school get a gun that's loaded? And why is he being, I would be going after the parents. The parents should be arrested, not him. Right? Am I right or not? It was a loaded 9mm gun.
Yeah, of course.
Brings it to school.
And by the way, that's already illegal. That's like not even a new law, is to not give your kid a gun that's loaded.
Well, how?
Well, why is the gun at home loaded anyway?
Yeah,
that's totally irresponsible gun ownership.
Those parents should be in jail.
My gun is loaded and in a safe, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Locked in a safe. Yeah.
Locked in a safe.
Right. Yeah. Obviously, these parents did not do that.
Anyway. Pretty crazy. Well, the Texas authorities say they blame it. Well, they didn't blame it. They said they've gone into treating this as almost an adult caper because of what happened at the Walmart in El Paso. When was that? A couple of months ago, right? Gun laws.
Not even. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Is there a comment after that? I don't know. Maybe my comment is in my tone.
It's just stupidity that ends up to people dying.
God, these damn parents. 43 and change after the hour on the DJV program. Coming up next, what you're going to have with your turkey sandwich. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com. And the code is DJV.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The new CBD infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 46 after the hour here on the DJV program. So the sandwich is Syria. Syria's in the middle. Turkey's on one side of the sandwich, and the United States is on the other side of the sandwich. How's that sound for something yummy? The Turkish military, following through this week on plans to take control of a strip of Syrian land. It's, what, 400 miles wide? I think that's 400 miles long or wide. I can't remember, but it's a whole, that's the sandwich. The safe zone. It's called the safe zone. It could increase refugees, need for more help for refugees. Currently, it's controlled by Syrian Democratic Forces. That mean that's Arafat's bunch, right? Aren't they the government?
Assad.
Assad, excuse me, yeah. Arafat's dead. That was close.
That'd be something, though.
It would be, yes, right. So there's a lot of crossfire, civilians getting killed, hundreds of thousands are going to be moving around again. So Turkey, it seems to me, is creating its own mess. They were complaining about the number of people coming from Syria up through Greece and Turkey to go to Europe. This is going to do more. This is going to create more people trying to get out of there and get into their country and go north, isn't it? Or are they all going to stay in the safe zone?
That's what everybody speculates, yeah. It's a mess.
It is. Okay, how many people would spend $1,425 for a new pair of sneakers?
No.
Anybody? Huh? Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
No. You're talking to the Queen of Payless. No.
Okay. The collaboration with a with Nike and a Brooklyn-based company that is literally a religious entity, have created sneakers called Jesus Shoes. And they have sold out. It's like a Nike Air Max 97 that has some kind of design on it. I'm not sure exactly because I can't see it clearly enough. But this Bergdorf Goodman has them out for
apparently, they literally let you walk on water. I guess they float, or
well, they have.
I don't know.
They have a water. You've seen shoes, the sneakers like that. That have a sort of
air
a sole that floats.
Or,
yeah, air and water and that sort of thing. Let's see. Bergdorf Goodman has a diamond crystal embellished sneaker that sells for $3,900 a pair. How about that? But Jesus sneakers, you can get them while they last. Jesus shoes. 14 and a quarter. Hello.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Is here. Nick Miles is our auto expert, yours as well. His website sort of summarizes the whole deal, rautoexpert.com. So I would like you to begin, sir, with a description of Kevin Hart's car, that 720 horsepower engine, the 6.4 liter Hemi V8 that was in that Barracuda. I'm guessing that it was a five-speed transmission, but there's a lot of stuff. Now, this 1970 Barracuda is causing a bunch of lawsuits, but the guy who's driving it didn't know how to drive it. And don't you think, think about Kara and some of our audience that's younger, doesn't even know what a Barracuda is, right?
Yeah, no, Barracuda from 1970s.
Yeah,
but it's a beautiful car. It's the sort of car that you expect vampires to drive or some bad guy in a movie, so everybody wants one. Kevin Hart went and got this car. It's all been, like, stripped out and had this new big motor put in. I think the original transmission, I think, was a four-speed in there, and I'm not sure what he had in that vehicle. But, yeah, so it's a beautiful piece of machinery. It looks good. It looks the movie part. It definitely maybe somebody a little more menacing than Kevin Hart you'd expect to be behind the wheel. He's not the most menacing actor that I know. He's kind of a cute little guy. But at the same time, it's definitely a movie star car. It looks really good. But I think when these cars get redone over the years, they didn't have a lot of technology in them for safety. Dash and all those type of things. And I remember some ads from the 70s talking about, in case of an accident, put your hands out on the dashboard so you don't go under it, which right. is probably, in hindsight, was bad advice at the time. but ultimately, there was not airbags in this car. And several other things, and now there Kevin's, you know, in trouble because apparently he had this car, and then this beautiful piece of 1970s memorabilia that had been all redone to somebody, and
well, he was in the car, but his friend was driving it. There was a girl in the back seat. Yeah. She wasn't hurt, but the two guys up front were hurt, so everybody's suing everybody. But I just wanted you to describe the car for people so they can understand how easy it would be with that kind of an engine to gun it, lose control, especially on roads that you don't know out in Malibu. It's pretty easy to lose control of a car, even if it's a Hyundai. That's a very right. dangerous stretch of road. Yep, right.
And the bad thing about Malibu,
go ahead.
Big drops off the edge of the road.
Oh, yeah. Right, you know, no fences along the side of the road. New.
Yep.
What do you make of Elon Musk with his new Tesla? It's going to have, instead of a horn, you can fart. It has fart noises and goat noises. Thought you'd like that.
Honestly, you know, I would be happy if Elon could put out a vehicle that actually worked the way and did what he said it was going to do. And, you know, and the autopilot didn't end up, you know, being a problem for everybody. I the other thing is, too, it sort of it appeals to the 12-year-old in all of us, but then 10 minutes later, you still have a car, you know, that you want to work and want to go A to B every day. It's kind of an interesting, funny gimmick, but honestly, if we're down to selling our cars because of the fart noises they make, we're really in trouble.
Okay, I'll take your word for that. Thank you very much. By the way, you're in the Volkswagen, the American Volkswagen plant. What's going on there?
Yeah, today is a big day for them. They're announcing their brand new Atlas Cross Sport, which is, I don't know if you're familiar with the Atlas, but it's a big SUV, the biggest one they've ever made. It's a three-row. They're going to make a two-row version of this, because a lot of Americans aren't using that third row, but they want the space to hold all the sports gear and the pets and whatever it might be in the back. So they're making a two-row version, but that's only a part of the story, Doug. They're investing millions and millions of dollars in the U.S., creating millions and millions of jobs down here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The other interesting news piece here is this will be the first car for them where if your UPS guy approaches the car, you'll be able to see it on your phone and unlock it so you can put your package in the back, which
good
I think
God.
Is a great feature. But to be honest with you, I'd rather have my UPS package delivered to my house.
Yes, thank you very much. Put it on the phone. You do it like they always do. All right, so you made a big deal months ago about the British home product company Dyson making an electric car, apparently now, right?
Yeah, so this is, I felt like this, and I think I might have mentioned this with you and Dyson announced that they were going to go into the electric car business. Of course, he's famous for making those hand dryers in the airports and the vacuum cleaners that do the tunnel suck thing. And I've never owned one, but I hear that they're really good. Well, he, after spending billions of dollars, he's decided this is a no-go. And that Dyson is going to stick with sucking and blowing, and they're not going to do the old electric car thing anymore, which is probably, I could have told you this and saved you $2.5 billion, you know.
Right.
There you go. He's out.
Nick Miles, where 2 million Americans get their auto information every day, ourautoexpert.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.